Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle and Heart podcast. I am so happy to have you back. Just a little recap from last month's episode. I had the chance to sit down and talk with Jillian Hughes of Momshell Method Fitness. We had a great conversation. She brought a lot of value to the table, so I hope you had a chance to listen to that. And if for some reason you didn't, make sure you go back and listen. And in today's episode, I'm so excited to be chatting with Sandy Glant. Hey, Sandy, welcome to the Hustle and Heart podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Do you want to share a little bit about yourself with the listeners?
Hi, Beth. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, so I am a high-performance productivity coach. I am a mom to two very active little boys. I am a wife, Mrs. International, best-selling author, and TV host, just to name a few of those, all the hats that I wear.
Just a few, yes. You wear so many hats. Thank you so much for joining. We're super excited to have you on. So let's start with, you're the queen of Slay. You're a best-selling author of Slay Your Day. You were recently crowned Miss International 2022. So can you tell us what Slay Your Day means to you?
Yeah. So for me, and again, this is for depending on, you know, how you define it, it's going to mean something different to everyone individually. But for me, when I came up with the concept of not just my book, but the branding and my platform and all of these things, Slay Your Day is about doing what feels good to you, like doing the things that are going to move you forward and allow you to feel productive, but also show up and be the best version of you, right? Like when I hear Slay Your Day, it means I am getting things done. And I'm not just getting things done, I'm getting the right things done. Like I am showing up and I feel fulfilled as a wife, you know, and a partner where I can know that like Jared and I went out and we had our date night this week and we got to connect on a level that we don't have kids screaming in the background or phone calls coming in or emails to check in on or, you know, quality time with my kids. Jake and I this morning, Jordy was still sleeping and the nanny was here. And yes, I do have help. And that's a huge part of the support system is a huge part of my community as well. We went for a walk around the block, just he and I together. So we had that quality time and we made breakfast together this morning, you know, and then I also get to show up and be present for my clients and help them grow their businesses. And the thing that really just makes me so, so happy and proud of the clients that I work with is that they get to do this in their own lives. They get to show up and be intentional and present and also do the things that fuel them and fulfill them. Because I know for me, if I was in mommy mode all day long, like I would literally go crazy. But if I was also in my business all day long, I would also go crazy there too. So it's not necessarily this balance. It's just this juggle more so. Like when one goes up, another one comes down and you catch that and then you kind of move on to the next thing, right? But it's you are in control of that. And it's a taking accountability for all the different areas in your life that you want to show up and not just show up, but be present and intentional about the results that you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that because a lot of people would think Slay Your Day is all about the hustle and like, you know, but I know obviously you're a hustler and a boss babe, but you also find that time to set those boundaries and live life and, you know, feel productive and feel like you have that achievement, but you also just enjoy life and live it to the fullest and are your best self. I love that. That's so inspiring because it's such a challenge. I know personally as a boss babe to find that. I mean, there's been times where I've just been extremely exhausted because I'm a workaholic and I'm very passionate about what I do, but being able to put in some of these systems in place and boundaries in place and focus on money-making moves, I love that.
Yeah. And you know, that's what allows us to show up and live full lives, like mm-hmm. not just all in 100% on this one area. Like my motto is, I get to have it all. We get to have it all.
Yeah.
You know, yes. That's what I want for not just my clients, but everyone that hears Slay Your Day, whether it's a podcast or reads the book or taps into my content. Like we get to have it all, but we have to define it. Like we, meaning everyone individually on our own terms, because my having it all, showing up as a wife and a mom and a business owner and author and TV host and all those different titles that I mentioned, that's going to look different for the next woman or the next person. So it's just defining it first and then realizing, yes, I can have it all, but I have to define what that looks like for me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Didn't you recently launch the podcast too?
Yes. So one of my big projects for Q1 was launching the podcast. So I think it came out the first week of January. This is actually my third podcast that I've had. So I had one that I started that was called the Modern Moms Club when I first had Jake. And then I had another one about, oh gosh, maybe 3 years ago that was called Project in Charge. And then of course, Slay Your Day, because that's the brand.
Slay Your Day, yes.
Yes, that's the brand, that's the book, that's the platform, it's the business, it's all the things. So I knew that I wanted to be able to give back to the community in a way where they could tap in and really get these tools and resources on a daily basis, whatever they felt like it. And just like you, Beth, you know, as you have a podcast, like it's such a great way to build a community and to really just give resources and tools that people otherwise wouldn't get for you. So that's kind of like the point of entry that I wanted to offer. And it was the right time. I think timing's everything. And that also goes back to, you know, what we're going to discuss about boundaries is, you know, knowing when you can add more to your plate, knowing when you got to take things off. And this was just the right time. So very first week of the new year, Slay Your Day podcast was launched.
Yes. And I've listened to several of the episodes. It's amazing. Where can people find your podcast to listen?
Yeah, so it is on iHeart. It's on Stitcher. It's really anywhere you get your podcast. We repurpose a lot of it also for YouTube, but anywhere really you get your podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Audible. It's on all the downloads.
Okay, perfect. So like with the SOPs and the comps and the step-by-step mm-hmm. of how everything is done, it's just amazing how you run your business and coach your clients, including me, to do the same. And ultimately, that is how we can set those boundaries and find that balance and be more productive and successful. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When there's clear communication, everybody understands what they're going after, right? So if you find in your business that certain goals aren't being met, then that means there's not clear communication. So again, you know, like for me, one of the girls on my team who is my client success manager, she said, "Hey, Sandy, like I would love to help you on social with some engagement." And for me, I'm always a proponent of like, first of all, everyone on my team is in a sales opportunity. They all have that opportunity to make commission within my mm-hmm. business and to yeah. grow with me. And when they understand not just the role that they're in, but the potential of where they're at, that is so huge in keeping the right people with you, the people that are hungry and that want to grow, and also the people that are thinking in the same big way, just as if they're the business owner. Those are the people that I want on my team that are taking the initiative to say, "Hey, look, you know, I'm doing Pinterest right now, or I'm doing YouTube and I just bought this course on it. And now I'm going to, you know, I can step up my game on what our strategy is," or whatever that role is for them, because that makes them more valuable on the team. And then together, everybody gets stronger and better together. And it's not just they're doing the same roles day in, day out, and there's no growth.
Absolutely. And not just better as a team, but individually. So yep. personal and professional growth, which is what it takes for all of us to win in our careers and in life.
Yes. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So finding that balance, and like you said, it's not necessarily balance, it's just really juggling everything that we have that's thrown our way or our priorities. How are you also able to incorporate your healthy habits every day? I know that you work out super early, I think. which is a big part of also, in my opinion, with working out every morning, because I work out each morning as well, that mm-hmm. that's so good for my mental health, not just my body. So tell us a little bit about how you enforce those healthy personal habits to be your best self.
Yeah, so that is 100% a non-negotiable for me. I have to, without a doubt, every single day move my body. So if I'm mm-hmm. on vacation, I'm doing something to move my body. And it might look different. Usually my typical like morning routine is I'm up by 5 o'clock, by 5:30. So from 5:30 to 6:45 a.m., I do two things. So I do cardio first for about 20 minutes just to kind of get my body moving. And then I do about 30 minutes of weightlifting. I love weightlifting. I've been doing it for years. The body needs muscle. So yeah. I absolutely love weightlifting. I work out from my house. Like I don't get in my car and drive to a gym. I just do it right here. Especially, you know, it's like sometimes I have the monitor sitting right next to me and I'm working out just, you know, while Jordy's sleeping, while he's still sleeping upstairs. And then I do a 10-minute stretch and then I hop right into, you know, making the kids breakfast in the morning and then into the mommy routine. But that is a non-negotiable for me. And if I'm traveling or, you know, the schedules are off or the routine, like we went through this crazy move last year around September. We were living at our country club. We were living at our in-laws. I was just traveling all over the country at that point. And every day, without question, I was doing something to move my body. It might have looked different than the cardio and the weight training. It could have been, you know, I'm on vacation and I'm paddleboarding, or I'm just going for a walk or a bike ride. But just like you said, it's 100% for my mental health and also to push me first thing in the morning, because I know if I'm doing that, number one, that is my me time just for me. And number two, I do the hard thing first in the morning. Follow along to the Peloton app mm-hmm. when I do my weight training, and they'll say, you know, 12 reps or 12, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing 13 because I know I love it. I'm just pushing myself that extra little bit that other above people aren't doing. And I think this is just like the thing with high achievers is, for me personally, I thrive off of doing things I know other people won't do. So
yes, me
it'll
too.
Be in
it.
The gym, it'll be in business, like whatever mm-hmm. it is, I want to know. And also that's why, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, you know, she's the mom and she's a wife and she does the TV host and the book and the Mrs. International. I purposely put myself in situations that will push me out of my comfort zone because yes. I know I have to grow. There is, yeah. it's inevitable. Like you can't put yourself in a new situation and not grow from it. So I live, and maybe it's like the adrenaline rush that also comes with it, but mm-hmm. I live for those, like, just go the extra mile, like push a little bit further, because I know most people aren't doing that.
Well, and that's how you win too, right? Because yes. most people, like you said, don't do that. And I love that. And I try to coach my team to do that. And I'm like that too. I don't know if it's like my competitive side.
Yep.
But if it's like someone tells me to do 10 follow-ups, I'm going to do 25.
Yes.
If someone tells me to do 10 reps, I'm going to do 12. Yeah. Yep. And that's truly how you win, because there's, you know, so many average people in this world and they just question why they can't be successful at whatever. And success is different for everyone, of course. But a lot of times it's because they don't go that extra mile or they don't push their limits and push their comfort zones.
Yeah, that is, you know, I think a lot of people wonder, you know, you see a lot around the new year, new me, or this year is my year, but you make it that. Right. And it's like the things that we do every single day.
Yes.
It's not these like big monumental changes that just happen overnight. It is those little things, those little pushes, the extra reps, literally walking another mile, picking the healthy option versus the cookie or the brownie or the whatever it is. It's just doing those little things that add up that bring us the destination that we want to get to, and then rinse and repeat and doing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, and adding new habits as you go,
yes.
reading 10 minutes a day. You and I have talked about this before because we all have the same 24 hours in a day.
Yep.
So I used to read paperbacks, which I still do once in a while. I like to still kind of do that to exhale, you know, on vacation.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I do audibles because I'm just so busy and I don't want to make an excuse of why I'm not reading. So I'll do the book while I'm doing laundry or while I'm cooking or whatever, instead of watching TV.
Yes.
So I love that. It really is in like the small things. And then if you keep incorporating new habits, healthy habits, they just compound. And then next thing you know,
that's right.
You're becoming your best self.
That's right. And, you know, another big question I get asked too is, how do I do this? Like, how do I read or listen to that audiobook when I'm so busy? And you know this, like smart multitasking, I always preach this, you know, when you're doing your makeup, when you're doing your hair, when you're taking a shower, when you're driving in the car, you can find those, whether it's a pocket of 5 minutes, at 10 minutes, 30 minutes, to turn on an audiobook. Mm-hmm. There's a huge shift that happens when you can say, you know what, instead of listening to music, I'm going to listen to that audiobook for 5 or 10 or whatever the commute is that you have or the drive is that you have. Because that little nugget that you get in those, and it could be 5 minutes, it could be 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
That could change the trajectory of your day.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
I love that. What do you feel like is the number one question that busy working women ask about boundaries and how you help them?
Yeah. So I think when it comes to boundaries is a lot of the women that I work with, and it's funny because, you know, I say women, but I do have male clients I work with too, as people in general, you know, as as busy business owners and partners and, you know, just all the different, again, all the different hats we wear. I think that there's this big misconception of like, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time to do this. And whatever the this is, it could be the workout, it could be reading the book, it could be making the extra phone calls or emails or showing up and, you know, being present with the kids and putting the phone away. All of these boundaries, right? They are there to protect us. They're not there to, you know, shut people out or to keep people at a distance. They are there to protect us. So when you can look at that as a safeguard for yourself and the goals that you want to achieve, it becomes a lot easier. So I think the biggest misconception is, well, I want to set boundaries, but number one, I don't know where to start. Or number two, I don't know how to do this and still show up in the role that I'm in, whatever it is, the business owner, the mom, the partner, whatever. So what I would say to that is, figure out, again, reverse engineer this and go back to, what are the goals that you want to achieve? Let's just say, for example, it's being connected with your partner and you're like, I'm just like working all the time and I feel like I haven't been connected with my spouse. And I know even for Jared and I, like when he travels, one of the first things that we do if I'm traveling or he's traveling is we get together and we'll go on a date night because we need that, we've been apart and then we have to come back together and get connected. So when we do those date nights, we're like phones away, we put them down, we'll put them either like in the car and we leave them in the car, or we'll put them in the middle of the table just like face down so we can't see any notifications that pop up. That would be a boundary, right? Like I'm setting a boundary that we're not going to do this because the goal is we're now more connected, that we're here to connect with each other. And again, you can use this for in business or with your kids or in any area, but I would just say, figure out what you want to achieve and then reverse engineer the boundary to fit the goal that you want to accomplish.
So it's different for everyone, really, the boundaries. And I think too, when I know personally with me, when I've started to set boundaries, both professionally and personally, I think sometimes people are just a little hesitant of it because they feel like they're people pleasers, you know, they don't want to come across as being abrasive or maybe that's the wrong word, but just rude when really if it's just protecting so we can be more, live more fulfilled lives and be more productive. And everyone should be setting those boundaries. And I think in today's busy world, people understand that more now than ever.
Yes. And that's truly how you show up in every area and you get to be present and you get to be intentional. I mean, I have so many of my clients that, you know, they try and work from home and answer emails and take phone calls and their kids are in the background and they need their attention. And, you know, there's like a million things going on at once, but then nothing 100% is getting done the way that it needs to be. And then you're like, wait a minute, why can't I do all these things? Why can't I show up? It's because you're trying to do it all at once when each one of those things needs your time and attention. Now, I also understand that, you know, a lot of, especially the women that I work with, if you have kids at home and you're trying to work while they're, you know, at nap time or before they get up in the morning or after they go down to bed at night, there are those pockets where you do have to get that work done. But again, you have to know what's right for you. And I know 100% this goes back to knowing yourself. You have to know yourself, the best times that, you know, if you got to get up early in the morning, if you got to get, you know, the workout done then or your work done in the morning before the kids are up, like, you know yourself the best. So you have to say, okay, if I want this result, whatever it is, then these are the things that I need to do. And these are the boundaries I need to put in place to protect the goal that I need to achieve.
Well, and it's what you preach all the time as to your clients and me personally is strategies, systems, and what's the third
S? Yes, support.
Support, yep. Yes, which is huge.
Yep,
absolutely. And that's how you can create these boundaries.
100%. And you have to have each one of those pillars because without the strategy, right, it's like getting in your car and you're like, I'm going to go drive to whatever, cross country. And you're like, okay, but where am I going? Where are the pit stops? How am I going to get there? Where are the restrooms?
I need a map.
Like, yeah. Yes. It's like you have to have the strategy. Otherwise, you're going to just be running in circles. And then you get nowhere and you achieve, well, there's just no plan. And exactly. Then the systems
never good.
Are the thing that allow you to automate and delegate and have all of these back-end systems that support you where you're going so you don't have to be caught on that never-ending hamster wheel that we all, you know, tend to get caught up in. And mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of my clients too, they come to me at two different points. They're either stuck on that hamster wheel and they're like, okay, I'm really in it. Like I'm in the thick of it. I've grown so much, but I'm at this point where I need to come up for air. Or they're at a point where they're ready to scale and they get it in place in the beginning or at that place where they know before they're ready to scale. So they're doing it in a strategic way. The ones that are kind of already in the thick of it, they're like, it's like they're coming up for that breath of air. I need this now because this is going to be the make or break.
Yes. The breakthrough.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yep. What do you feel like are the telltale signs of a boss babe or a boss man struggling with boundaries?
Yeah. So I think that this is someone that knows what they want. I think that if you were to say, okay, like what is a boss babe or boss man, however we're going to define it, it's someone that knows what they want and is unapologetic about going after what they want in life. But if you take the second part of the question with the boundaries, I would say they know what they want, but when it comes to boundaries, they're unsure of where to put them or how to use them. So if you go back and you say, okay, what is, you know, the definition of the boss babe, the boss man, you know that that is in place for you to get to where you got to go. You're not apologizing for it. You know that it's there for your growth and to help even more people around you. So you know that those boundaries are in place because of all of the future successes that are to come. And that's only going to protect you and where you're going.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, most of us spend a lot of our time at work. And with particularly talking about boundaries, I know you've kind of talked about this earlier. What do you feel like is the best things and action to take to protect their time mm-hmm. and make sure they're steering more towards success?
Yeah. So I would say a couple of things here. Number one is you've got to have targets. A lot of people are like goals, 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 and that's great, but most people fall short of their goals, right? So it's great to know, like, I want to achieve this in my business, or I want to have this kind of income, or I want to be on these stages, or I want to write a book, or I want to have a podcast, or like whatever, because that's the big goal. But what are the targets that you're going to achieve? Those are like the milestones, right? Those are the things that you have to know how you're going to get there and to set in place so you can achieve those big goals. So let's say, for example, you want to write a book. Right? And you're like, okay, I want to write this book. And for me, I wrote my book when I was pregnant with Jordy. So I literally had, I think I wrote it when I was maybe like started when I was maybe 2 or 3 months pregnant. And the book came out in the same month that I had Jordan. It just so happened where the promo for the book was 2 weeks. What was it? The book was 2 weeks late. And then Jordy was 2 weeks early. So it came out at the same time.
Oh, wow. Well,
so it was exciting. Wild.
And that was an exciting time.
Oh my gosh.
And by the way, if you don't have her book, make sure you get it. It's amazing. I've read it 3 times. And
wow.
Every time I learn something new. So
thank you. Thank you. And I wrote the book with little action steps in the back. So at the end of every chapter, you know, I'm all about taking action. If we just consume and we don't take action, then what's the point of doing all this personal development, going to courses, taking classes, reading books or podcasts, and then doing nothing with it? So at the end of every chapter, there's a little journaling section to put into action what you just learned in every chapter. And again, back to the target, you have to know what that looks like for you and everyone that is on board with you. I don't care if it's your spouse, your team members, anyone that falls under that support pillar should also know how they can support you towards those goals. So it's really, really important that you know what you want, because how are you going to ask for it for other people around you if you can't define it for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Are there people out there that don't know what they want?
1,000%. I mean, honestly, I think most people are walking around not knowing what they want.
Oh, gosh.
Because they have an illusion or this idea of what success is, right? Oh. Or what do I actually want? But if you were to say to someone, what do you want? It's like, you know, what's the movie where he's asking her, what do you want? And she's like, isn't it that The Notebook?
I don't know. I think so,
it's The Notebook. But yeah, there's like a meme, and it's, a lot of people throw it around because they're asking their spouse, like, what do you want for dinner? And they're like, what do you want? Like, people don't even know what they want for dinner, let alone what they want
out of life.
Big yeah. goals that they want to achieve in life. Exactly. So if you can't even answer the question, what do you want for dinner tonight? How are you supposed to figure out where you're trying to take your life? If you were to really sit down with a pen and paper, and I like pen to paper for this because it's really like drawing out in your life, these are the things that I'm calling into my life. I am claiming it now. I'm writing it down. There's just Absolutely. Something that changes when you write it versus just typing it. Mm-hmm. And if you were to sit down and map it out, I guarantee you would get 5 or 10 minutes in and be like, okay, now what?
Yeah, that's true. And it's always evolving too.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. I mean, and I feel like for me, you know, like I'm always, because I'm pushing myself, I always want to go to like that next thing. It does evolve all the time. I mean, mine evolves weekly and daily, you know? I've already told Jared there's things that I want to accomplish that I have to wait for certain obligations to come to fruition. But I'm already thinking, what's the next thing that's going to grow me and evolve me? But mm-hmm. it's not just in business and it's not just personal. It's Sandy as a whole. So you have to look at yourself as this whole person, because we're not just these one way, you know, individuals that are only operating in one area of our lives.
Well, and then when you get to that next level too, and you grow, then you want more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm blown away with what you've accomplished in the last 12 months, like Miss International 2022, and you're a TV host, and you're an entrepreneur and a coach and a wife and a mother and all these things, which just blow people's minds sometimes. But then, like, I can't wait to see what you're doing in 12 months, because when you grow, you want that next thing.
Yes.
And so sometimes even the things I've accomplished today, 10 years ago, I was a completely different person. Like, yes. That wasn't even on the radar, you know?
Yes. And we should be. I mean, if this is my opinion, I don't want to be the same person I was yesterday today. Like, I want to have learned lessons yesterday that now make me a better person today. And that even goes into like when I think about how I parent. Every single day I'm reading books and buying courses and doing things to evolve me as a mom and as a wife. And again, not just in under the umbrella of business, but in every area, because I want to be better every single day, like get better and better and have that growth and have that progress. So if you're looking at your life and you're like, but wait, like where do I start with this progress? Just pick one area. Don't look at this like an overwhelming feat where you're just like, okay, I have all these areas I want to grow. Like, I don't even know where to start. Just pick one area and take one step at a time. That's how you're going to get that growth. Just like we talked about in the beginning.
Yeah, me too. I love it. And it feels so good. Accomplish things and feel better about yourself and just become a better person. The feeling of that is amazing. Yes. You know?
And it becomes addicting. Like, I think that's
it is addicting.
Yes. That, I think that's my kind of take on it is for mm-hmm. me, it becomes so addicting because I'm like, okay, I know how much I want to accomplish in this lifetime. And I just feel like there's not enough time for me to do all the things I want to do. So I'm always like, well, what can I do next? And what's my next move? And what am I going to focus on? And how am I going to grow here? So yes, it can become overwhelming, but when you have a plan and a strategy behind it, it becomes less overwhelming. And there's a very clear linear focus. And it might not, this is the other thing that might help people. It might not be the path that you thought. Like you might think you're going to get destination one way, but there's like multiple ways to get to a destination. So it might not be the one that you thought, but you still are going to get there.
Well, and also like the challenges and obstacles and
yes.
and all of the things that you go through to develop.
Because yes,
a lot of people
that.
Don't understand. You have to go through that to get yes. to the next level. A lot of that people sometimes give up and, you know, it's just a huge part of growth and evolving.
Yes, absolutely. And I think also what helps, this at least helps me, is anytime I'm facing a challenge or a setback, I look at two things. Number one, I look at what is the lesson here? What is the lesson that I need to learn in this? And for me, that came up for me really in a big way last year when we were going through our moving process because there were so many moving pieces. And Beth, you know me, like obviously I'm a creature of habit. I like
things
structured and organized. And when there's life that's just out of your control, you have to find other ways to not just cope, but say, okay, what am I learning here? And what is the lesson I need to learn in this?
Definitely.
Right. So like that's number one. And then number two, how am I growing from this? So it's not just what am I learning, but like, how do I take this and now grow from it? Because again, whether it's business or something in your personal life, like we're always presented with these obstacles. But if you look at it in two ways, number one, as what am I learning and what's the lesson? But number two, it is a game. Like, how do I look at this? Like, you know what? It's not a loss. You know, it's a detour for me, but this is a game and I just got to figure out how to get to where I want to go. And it becomes fun and it becomes exciting. And it's not this thing where I'm defeated and I'm knocked down and I can't get back up. It becomes, wait a minute, let me figure out how to work this game until I get to where I want to go.
Well, and making the decision to learn and grow from it.
Yes.
Because a lot of people don't, you know, I love that quote. Life is 10% what happens to you, 10% what happens to you, and 90% how you react to
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
So like exactly. All these things can come, but if you never learn the lesson, then things aren't going
to
change.
And then usually you'll have to repeat it until you learn it.
Yeah, exactly. It'll keep getting thrown your way or similar situations,
yes.
both personally and professionally.
Yes, 100%.
So as you're kind of talking about some things on the horizon, are there any secrets you can share, like little hints?
I don't know if I can announce these things yet until certain things come to fruition. You know, my commitments there I follow through with them and they kind of come to completion. But I do have some exciting things I can share with business in terms of I have an Inner Circle Masterminds that I am launching right now. It's actually already launched. So it's a new way to be able to serve my clients that are ready to go to that next level and are looking for not just one-on-one support, but also group support from other women and business owners that are going to that next level. I'll announce this now because that way we can solidify it. But at the end of the year, I'm going to be putting on a women's business conference. So that's going to happen.
That's exciting.
At the end of the year.
And the conference is going to be at the end of the year?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
so that'll be at the end
I'll
of the year.
There.
Yeah. It's going to be really exciting and kind of have a few things in the works for that. But that's going to be like, again, we're not really going to launch that, roll that out until probably Q3. Because again, it's going to be at the end of the year. So I'm excited for that because it's something I've wanted to do for a while. And again, like, you know, it's just timing is also a piece of this. And the end of the year is the time when I feel like everyone's really focusing on what's coming up and their goals. And so we're going to, you know, tie that all together with Slay Your Day and just some amazing speakers and a conference.
Oh, that's super exciting. Thank you so much for sharing that. I
yes.
love it. I will definitely be there. So with the mastermind that you recently launched, I've been a part of your one-on-one coaching and your HPAA, which is great. Do you want to share, like, what's the difference with the mastermind versus the HPAA?
Yes.
And maybe kind of share what the different programs are, including the one-on-one, which is something that I have tremendously benefited from. And it's added so much value to my life, both personally and professionally, which is what I love about your coaching, because it's not just helped me grow as a business leader, but also as a person.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And, you know, you're a testament to someone who not only is looking for that next level, but takes the action, right? Because mm-hmm. anyone can sign up for a program or a course, but if you don't put it into action, then how are you supposed to get results? So you do the work, you show up, you put in the work, and that's how you've been able to, you know, take your business and your career and continually be able to grow that and scale that. And I really wish that for everybody, because if everyone could take information and implement it and really take action, they would blow their own minds.
They would. Thank you for saying that. And I agree. Even when you read a book, I tell people, you know, I encourage my team to read books and everyone in my life just that I want to help inspire. But if you don't apply it,
yes,
and you don't take the action, then it doesn't matter. You might as yes. well not even read that book.
100%. So each one of the layers of my coaching is it kind of gets deeper and deeper into the layer of support that they receive from me. So the first layer is the High Performance Accelerator Academy. And this is a group coaching program. So this is where the members can come in and every week, just like we talked about the system strategy support, they're getting trainings on each one of those pillars. So this is everything from visibility to marketing to sales to, I mean, we have phenomenal guest speakers that come in every single month. So it's really for someone that definitely. Wants to come in, that this is like for, I would say, the go-getter that is like, okay, I want to come in, I want to get the information, and then I just want to implement it on my own time. So if
and also connect with a ton of
bad,
there men on that one too? Boss babes?
Yeah.
I mean, the people that I've met in that community are just definitely high performers, and just the connections made too, outside of the value that the program itself adds.
Thank you. Yes. The women are phenomenal. I mean, it's everyone in that group they're all high performers, number one. Yes. But number two, they collaborate with each other, they network with each other, they refer each other business. Like it's amazing to see the relationships that have come out. I mean, I have women that come into that program and they make their best friends in this program, you know? So mm-hmm. it's amazing to see those relationships and how it grows them, just like you said, both personally and professionally. The next layer to that is my mastermind, the Inner Circle Mastermind. And that is more of a touch point from me, where they get a one-on-one call with me every month, as well as the other members of the mastermind. So where we have, you know, 40 to 50 women inside the academy, this is a group of 10 business owners that are really looking to scale their businesses. And what I've seen with my one-on-one clients is it really takes a solid 12 months to come in, implement the systems and the strategy, because you have to get that solid. You got to build the strong foundation before you can scale. Like you can't build a house on quicksand. So they have to come in, build out all of those systems and strategies. And then they get to this point where, and I've seen this time and time again, where it's, I don't want to say it's an automatic, it's a given, because you got to do the work and you got to show up. But for the clients that do, it is almost an automatic, where when they hit that 12-month mark, and maybe even a little bit sooner, it's like everything's clicking and working. And all of a sudden they get to this point where their business just starts to scale and grow. And it's so beautiful, because I've heard from my clients that tell me, and it gets me emotional, because they're moms and their wives and their business owners, and they literally share with me, they never thought it was possible to do the things that they do in business because they thought it wasn't possible. And then they implement this and it's like something clicks. And I don't want to say something, because it's not one thing, it's multiple things. And it's the application over time, right? It's the consistency that they put into place that allows them to scale at that point. So that's something that's really beautiful. So what I've done is I've taken those 12 months and put into a very condensed mastermind, not just me, but the group of those 10 individuals where they get one-on-one call with me and also the group call where, you know, everyone's working towards that scale together. So it could be they come in and within that group call, you know, we're talking about anything from back-end automations or how to grow your lists, right? Like how to get more eyeballs on what it is that you're doing. Again, it's just a higher touch point than the academy where we're really going, I'm going in with them on their businesses, on how I've done this with my clients to really focus on the needle movers and those big money moves that we've talked about.
And so that is capped out at 10.
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. So 10 individuals for that. And I say individuals because I have both men and women in that.
Awesome.
Yep. And then the one-on-one, as you know, this is the highest program that I offer. This is the highest touchpoint offer where you have full access to me, where we're meeting 3 times a month. I give my one-on-one clients access to me through Messenger. So, you know, if there's anything going on, you're building something out that we worked on, or you have a question and you're like, hey, Sandy, like, you know, I don't want to wait till our call next week, that you have that touch point with me through email and voice messenger to be able to access me and ask questions. And it's not a coaching session, right? We're doing the messaging. It's more like, hey, we talked about this, or I'm implementing this and I just need a little bit more direction or implementation on this. So you get me kind of like in your back pocket where you get that additional eyeballs and support, as well as support from a system strategist in my business that helps with all of the back end.
Yes, which is just tremendous. And the one-on-one coaching has, like I've mentioned a few times, has just changed my business and my life. And I mean, you are amazing at what you do, and I appreciate you so much. Can you tell us just a little bit about some things, maybe as an entrepreneur and business owner, that you've learned or suggestions about managing versus leading people?
Yeah. Well, what I'll say about the managing versus leading people is a little bit about what I was saying before when I was talking about hiring my team. Like, you have to know why you're bringing someone on, because when you're managing people, when I think of managing people in, like, I'll just use my team as an example, I'm essentially doing their job for them, right? Like, I'm not letting them be creative and expansive and work to their zone of genius. I'm trying to micromanage all of the things day to day. And it's like, why do I have someone in that space if I'm not letting them grow and fly and be in the space that I hire them to be in? Versus leading them, which is allowing them to flourish in that position and not be in the day-to-day. And look, there's a difference between checking in with a team and making sure that they have the things that they need, whether it's the SOPs or training someone, like the onboarding when they're first coming in, and really letting them thrive in the position that you've hired them for. So what I would say is, if you have a team, or maybe you're just at that point where you're starting to think about bringing someone on, really know the difference between managing them and really micromanaging what they're doing. Because honestly, if you're going to do that, you might as well just do it yourself.
Exactly.
Yes. And then again, the second part of that is, if you're going to lead them, you want to bring people on that think big like you do, are inspired to where you're going and what they can create with you together, not just alone, but again, both alone and together collectively as a team, because when you can do that, everybody wins.
Yeah, absolutely. And so do you feel like throughout your journey that you ever were more of that manager versus that leader? And what did you recognize, and kind of what was the pivot for that?
I think in the beginning, when I had that one person in my business kind of doing everything, there was a point where I saw what her strengths and weaknesses were, and I would pick up, like, I would take more on, because I'd be like, okay, you just focus on these things, and then, like, I'll do that. I'll do the things that you're not great at. Whereas, you know, if I'm bringing someone on, that's the whole purpose, that it's off my plate and they can handle these things.
Yeah.
So when I finally understood, okay, bring people on, just like we talked about, bring those 10s on so you can show up and do the things that only you can do as a business owner, that's when her job got easier. The dynamic between us got better. She got better in her role. She completely, like, it was like the caterpillar into the butterfly scenario mm-hmm. where she was off and flying and really like became such an asset within my company because she was working to her strengths and I wasn't trying to micromanage, you know, all the day-to-day of what she was doing. Like really just trusting yourself, number one, and knowing you're hiring this person for a reason, but also do your due diligence because that's how you trust yourself. You've got to know what you're looking for. You got to know what you want and then hire the person that you believe is the best person for that role that you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely hiring the top talent for sure.
Yep.
So we know you were recently crowned Miss International 2022, which I know was one of the things that you did that was totally outside your comfort zone. You talked a lot about it on social media and all of that great stuff. So tell us a little bit about what that journey looked like.
Yeah. So it was kind of one of those things I had always thought about in the back of my mind. I didn't know if I was ever going to do it. I didn't know how it was going to happen. Like I said just a couple minutes ago, you don't know how you're going to get to that destination. But if you have the thought and if you have the dream, then it's there for a reason. And I remember wanting to do some type of pageant right after Jordy was born, like immediately after he was born. Because again, there's that high performer in me that's yeah. like, do it all like at the same time. And I, in my head, I was like, well, this is great. I'll, you know, get my body back after the baby and I'll, you know, this will be a great way for me to just kind of fuel into myself and focus on my health and like just all of these things that I thought was going to be a good idea at the time, which then I remember before I hired a coach, this was the question that made me like immediately stop at like pump the brakes at that point, which was, can you breastfeed during this? And she was like, probably not the best idea.
So was this coach for like pageants?
Yes. Okay. So she was strictly a pageant coach, had been in the international system before, knew the ropes and how to navigate a world I had never been in. And she's local here in Florida. So I was like, okay, this is perfect. So that was like right after he was born. And I remember like literally breastfeeding him as I'm having this conversation with her. And she's like, you probably want to wait. And I was like, okay.
That's funny.
So fast forward a year later, and the director of Florida had approached me and said, you know, you were talking to someone like at a conference. It was at my husband's conference. And she had mentioned that you said that I had said to her that I would want to compete in a pageant one day, like not even thinking about it. This girl had told me she was in pageants. And I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. I would love to do that one day. And so out of the blue, she messages me and says, hey, I want to connect you with the Florida director. They're looking for a Mrs. Florida International. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This was so out of left field. And I remember talking to Jared about it. And he was like, well, you know, you said you wanted to do it. What's the time commitment? What's the financial commitment? What's, you know, all the kind of like top questions that come up. And then he's like, you know, you have been talking about this. If you really want to do it, go for it. Like, go do it. So we have that conversation and I kind of just threw myself into it. Like, I had no idea, Beth. Like, I literally.
That's what you have to do. You just got to jump and figure it out later, right?
Yes. And that's exactly what I did. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. That's I was so just impressive. Like, you know what? This is something that I've thought about before. This is something that has been on my goals list that I didn't know when or how it was going to happen. But like, here we are. It's in front of me. Let's just try it out and see what happens. So that conversation happened in April. I had 3 months to prepare for the national competition, international competition, which was at the end of July. So I had really May, June, and then like almost all of July because it was at the end of July to prepare. So 3 months to prepare for this pageant and had never, ever competed before, like never had never done any kind of pageantry in my life ever.
And you were still running your business.
Oh, yeah. And still running the business and the kids. And now this is over like Jake's summer break. And there's like a million moving pieces. I'm like, okay, wonderful. This is like, here we are.
Were you ever like, what the heck did I just get myself into?
I'm like, I've committed. So like, now we're in it. Like once I commit to something, I'm in 100%.
Yeah.
So I go and I do the training and I meet with my coach about, it was probably about like an hour to 90 minutes a week that I was working with her one-on-one. And then I was just constantly like listening to, you know, like podcasts and trainings on what this looks like and how to show up and how to stand and walk and like all the things. So you know, I go to this pageant and all of these girls, like almost all of them have competed before. And I'm like, I am in a world I have no clue. I have no clue like what I just stepped into. And I'm like, you know what? I am just going to show up and be me. Like my game plan the whole time was not to be a pageant girl. My goal was to show up as Sandy, the businesswoman, to look at this as a business opportunity, to look at this as an opportunity to expand my platform and the work that I was doing and what I'm doing in my community. And that was the goal, like from the very beginning. My platform in the pageant is Slayer Day. It wasn't like something else. It was Slayer Day, and it is Slayer Day. So from the beginning, my approach was I only know how to be me. So that's how I'm going to play this thing. And fortunately, it worked in my favor because spoiler alert, I won.
I know. And by the way, I was in Montana with my family and it was a live stream. And so I don't remember exactly how it worked, but I remember I had to purchase it. Yeah. And I was on there when I was on vacation and I just I saw you win and I was bawling. And I know all of your clients were like so happy. You killed it. It's crazy.
If you look at the replay of the video, my face is in complete shock because I'm like, you know, and you're kind of in a daze when you're up there because they're like fourth runner up, third runner up, second, first runner up. And you're just kind of clapping and you're like, yeah. And at that point, I'm like, this was great. Like I had won People's Choice. I won the fitness award. So it was like I had made some incredible friends through this whole process. And then they, you know, they're like, and the winner, Mrs. International 2022, Mrs. Florida. And they say Mrs. Florida, Sandy Glan. And I literally, I think my face just was like so in shock that the photos that they took of me, my jaw is like on the floor.
Well, you looked beautiful.
I couldn't believe it. Jared gets on stage and he's like, what's happening? You know,
what's happening?
So, you know, what I'll say to that is, the lesson in that is I had never done this before. It was a goal that didn't know when or how it was going to happen, but I showed up as me. I showed up when everyone else was like, because they had this whole thing of posting content and doing social media. And I'm looking at what all these other girls are doing and I'm not going to do this the way they're doing it. I'm going to do it the way I would do it, you know? And luckily it worked out in my favor because that's what they were looking for. They wanted someone, you know, that wasn't... And this is what I believe. I don't have this on file of saying this is what they were looking for exactly, but I believe that they were looking for someone that, you know, was fresh and new and that could show up exactly who they are in a way that wasn't like this pageant patty of like pageant girl, pageant girl, pageant girl. It was me. It was my brand. It's who I truly am. I show up exactly on social as I do if you were to go out to lunch or drinks with me. And I just am who I am. And I really, truly believe that all worked in my favor because that's not only who I was presenting myself, that's who I am. And that's why it makes it so easy for me to do it with all these other pieces, run the business and be the mom and Mrs. International and all of these things, because it's all just inner, it's all intertwined together. And I get to show up and wear all these titles and be all of these things because it's just who I am.
Yeah. And you were yourself and genuine and authentic. And I think people really connect with that. And also, let's face it, like anything in business, you know, if you do something like everyone else does it, then you're not really going to stick out as a brand. So exactly. The same is probably true with this. You didn't go in wanting to do it the typical, you know, pageant, pageant lady or the way that the pageants normally kind of play out, and you were just yourself. So that was probably huge.
Yes. So, and that's what I would say in business, you know, whether you're marketing yourself or you're going into a new venture for the first time, like your superpower is you. So just be yourself. It's the easiest thing to be. You don't have to pretend to be anything. You just be you and you show up and be authentic. And that's how people resonate with you. I mean, I know whether it's through my podcast or coaching or anytime I'm, you know, on an interview, like I always, you know, talk about the struggles and that's what connects us all. And that number one connects us all, but it allows you to be human and to people, for people to see, okay, yes, it might look like this person on Instagram or social media. They have it all together, but we all go through ups and downs and hard times and good times. And, you know, we all are connected because we can share, well, what are the lessons that we get out of it? How do we learn through it? But again, we're so connected because we get to show up and be us and truly just share who we are.
Yeah, I love that. And that's what builds the resilience and like the character and gets you to that next level.
Yes.
Again, just those struggles. And I think a huge part of it too with you, with this accomplishment and everything else that you've accomplished is, like you said, you always do everything 100%. If you decide you're going to do something, you do it 100%.
Yep.
And there's so many people out there that don't.
Yeah.
They don't give it 100%.
Yeah. My motto is like, if I'm going to say yes to something, I show up 100%. I've made the commitment. So I'm not going to go in halfway. It's going to be 100% until I come to fruition or it comes to whatever that agreement was, because that's who I am and that's my character. And that's, if I were to show up and say, I'm going to commit to something and then only go halfway, what does that say about me? Right.
So exactly. And just not even what maybe someone else may think, but me personally, that affects me personally.
Yes.
Like how I feel about myself, like, which ultimately matters the most, right?
Yes. And you know what? A lot of people, I think this is a popular question too, is like, a lot of people will say, how do I build confidence? But that is how you do it. You build confidence by following through on the commitments that you tell yourself. So if you're someone that says, I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but 5 o'clock comes and you hit that snooze button, guess what? Your confidence is shot before you even get out of bed.
Exactly. And and if you do fail, because we all do, then do it again.
Yes.
Do it again and do it again.
Yes.
Until you win.
Yes.
And just pushing past that failure is huge.
100%. That's probably one of the biggest things that I think as an entrepreneur and just like life lessons is you're going to hear no's. You're going to get knocked down. The most important thing is get back up. And, you know, this also goes back to parenting for any like parents that are listening. You know, like I read so much and I study so much on parenting and conscious awareness and discipline with my kids, because I wish I would have had that. I wish, you know, like my parents would have had that for me, but I'm learning, you know, now for myself and for my kids.
Yeah.
And I think a huge part of this is just knowing, like Jake will say to me, Mom, like I'm not good at like handwriting. Like he's learning, you know, right now, like follow the lines and write in the spaces. Like I'm not good at writing. I don't want to do it. And Jared and I tell him, you don't need to be perfect at it. You just need to do it. Just mm-hmm. keep doing it, because you're going to get, not only you're going to get better every single time that you do it, but you're learning through the process. So don't take the no's and the detours and the being knocked down as a stop. That's just the start. You are growing through that.
Yeah. And that's what's going to catapult you to the next level.
Yes, 100%.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So what can we expect from you next? And do you have any final thoughts you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah. So I'm going to just say stay tuned for what's to come, because there's some really exciting things in the works for middle to end of this year. Like I said, the conference is going to be coming up. I have some really fun speaking engagements coming up and some appearances that I'm doing. I'll be back on the international stage in July, the end of July for the pageants. I have, again, the Inner Circle that just launched for the masterminds. And again, there's very exciting things in the works, but I have to wait a little bit until I can officially share those things. So I'll just say, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yes. Well, I'm super excited to hear all of it and see it all come to fruition. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sandy. I appreciate it. And I know you're going to add so much value to the listeners. And thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Beth.
There you have it. Another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.